This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The jobs data keeps rolling in. Today, the Labor Department said the number of people filing new claims for unemployment benefits rose last week to a two-month high, though continuing claims filed by people already receiving benefits fell. That follows yesterday's reading from ADP that U.S. companies increased both hiring and pay in March, and an earlier report that layoffs picked up slightly in February. As I said, mixed signals. All for the Fed to pore over as officials ponder the big question, or questions, when to cut interest rates, how many times, and by how much. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, Fed officials themselves are giving mixed signals.
The foot is on the brakes of the economy right now, as we speak, meaning interest rates are high. They're making loans more expensive, messing with investment, driving up credit card delinquencies, but also bringing down inflation. The question is, when is that foot going to ease up?
We have time to let the incoming data guide our decisions on policy.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell yesterday, speaking at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Does the data show the economy slowing down too much? Better lay off the brakes. Does the data show inflation is staying too high? Slam that pedal and keep rates high. One small problem with our economy's data, though?
It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure at this point.
Brian Whalen is chief investment officer at TCW. Consumer spending rose, but the service sector slowed down. More people laid off, but also more hired.
Whatever narrative you want to kind of support, there's enough data out there to do it.
That extends right up to the Fed itself.
I think we have heard conflicting signals from Fed officials.
Matthew Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank. At least one official thinks rates should absolutely be slashed this year. A couple others think they shouldn't be touched at all. Here's Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester at the Cleveland Association for Business Economics on Tuesday.
At this point, I think the bigger risk would be to begin reducing the funds rate too early.
Again, it all comes down to the data. Not the data we have, but the data we will get in the next few months. One piece in particular.
I think the decision to cut this summer is mostly about the inflation data.
David Miracle is the chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs. The Fed wants inflation at 2%. It is now at 2.5%. It slowed way down at the end of last year, but then picked up at the beginning of this year. Miracle says it is coming back down.
It comes down to whether or not the inflation numbers come in soft enough that Fed officials feel like we're on track to keep moving enough toward 2% to get started.
Miracle and everyone interviewed for this story, and markets generally, are all betting interest rates will start coming down in June. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.